You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. The town of Dolores has seen some less than welcome non-human visitors lately, an uptick in bear encounters. Joining me to talk more about that is Montezuma County Sheriff Steve Nallen. He joins me in the studio live today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's hard to resist making puns about Dolores bears. I don't know if that happens with you guys, but you know, this is actually pretty serious, it sounds like. What's going on?
It is. We're not talking about the school mascot. We're talking about wildlife. And we've seen a large increase of bears coming into the town of Dolores at much earlier of the year than what's normal. This is probably the worst I have seen it since I've been here most all of my life. There's a lot of reasons for it, and approaching and looking at these problems is going to help hopefully create a solution to protect both the people and the bears. I'm trying to look at the protection of the people there in Dolores, and we don't want to create nuisance bears, which is what's going on right now. Their natural food source, from what I understand from wildlife managers and biologists and folks that are out and have been out in the area in the mountains most of the spring and summer, have noticed that apparently there was that late freeze that has really shortened or destroyed a lot of the acorn crops and whatnot, and their other natural foods sources that bears seek and need. So it's caused them to come down to where they can find food.
Yeah.
And they're just being bears.
Right. They're pretty smart.
They are. And that's the unfortunate part for all of us, is that they learn so quickly. Our biggest problem is it's really a people problem right now. That's what's caused our bear problem. And it's the trash. It's human trash that they come and seek. Dolores is pretty much like a buffet, smorgasbord. I've spent lots of hours at night, as well as several of our deputies, in trying to keep the bears out of town and away from people. But it's getting to be become an unending task.
Talk about how you've done that more specifically.
Well, when the normal trash pickup days are for the residents within the town, and these bears know it too. So Tuesday night is usually the most busiest because the trash is picked up on the next morning and day. The big thing is that a lot of residents are trying to keep the trash away from the bears, but they need help. And so working with our waste management that is the trash collection company there, they've come up with some pretty good ideas of how to create bear resistant containers. And that's what we're going to try and propose to help stop this problem, so that we can help remove the nuisance bears. And so it's basically been going out and looking for these bears as soon as they come into town. It's been pretty much during the nighttime hours, but as we move closer and closer to the month of September, these bears are starting to stay out and awake, seeking food much longer in hours during the 24-hour period. And so when you get into the hyperphagia stage of bears, like in the month of September,
and that's where they eat a lot, right?
They're up 24 hours a day.
Hibernate.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so they're constantly eating and feeding, getting ready for that hibernation period this winter. So going out and hazing these bears, or trying to keep these bears away from town, has been a real chore. And so I need the people's help in taking care of our trash.
Let's talk about that in just a minute. One thing that is, the town of Dolores says it might be considering an ordinance for people to use bear-resistant containers.
Yes.
How much will that help?
That'll help a lot. Once we can solve the people problem, We can get assistance from Parks and Wildlife to help us remove nuisance bears. But once you remove that food source, they move on. And it's really kind of interesting that I've seen that the areas around the town of Dolores have not had much of an encounter with any bears. It's just within the town. And so it's like it's a neon sign that's going off and
right,
it's attracting.
Yeah, yeah. And so bear-resistant containers is one way, but what are other parts of the people problem?
Well, just making sure that your trash is kept inside until it's actually going to be picked up, not leaving trash outside of a bear-resistant container, for example. Cleaning your barbecue grills on a regular basis and keeping them stored is a good thing. Anything that would have a food aroma, such as hummingbird feeders, that's a high sugar content. They love that. And they're after that, to bring them in at night. Bird feeders, the same thing. Birds aren't feeding at night, so bring them in at night, put them back out in the morning. And anything like that helps reduce your chances of an encounter with a bear that's looking for something to eat. Don't feed your pets outside and leave the food out at night. That's another thing, dog food and cat food.
How big of a threat do bears pose to humans?
It's very rare. The biggest threat that I see is they're just as much afraid of people as we are of them at times. The thing is that when they get excited and run, I mean, they can run over someone. And hurt them. It's not an intentional attack. But the thing is that the more they are exposed to people, which some of these bears are becoming, they lose that fear of people. That becomes a problem. And that's going to cause maybe someone to get injured. And we don't want that. That's what we're trying to avoid.
And how big of a threat do people cause to bears? I mean, that's sort of been the underlying theme of this conversation. But where could this go?
Well, if we don't take care of reducing the food source for the bears that attract them there in such a populated area, we're going to have encounters, and it could cause them to start breaking into houses. They've already found that this is a food source, and unfortunately, these bears are not going to live very long because Parks and Wildlife has a pretty strict rule when it comes to bear nuisance bears, and so it's going to cost the bear their life. I don't think that we have an overabundance of bears in our population. I don't see that. But it is just the time of year, and it's an environmental thing, and they're just looking for something to eat. And if we can remove the human part of it, we're going to be much better off and much safer.
It sounds like what you're saying is that there's a possibility that they could be euthanized if people aren't changing their behaviors.
That's exactly right.
Montezuma County Sheriff Steve Nallen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.